You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me for the week is Emily Connolly. And Emily, I know if you are my guest for the week, we will be talking about either young adult fiction at some point or science fiction.
Yes, you got me there.
I know. That's why I love when you come on, because we get to talk about really cool books. So where are we starting?
Today, we're starting with The Black Friend by Frederick Joseph, read by Mumbaka Yohannes. And it is a YA audiobook. You're right. And it's an Audiophile Earphones Award winner. And the subtitle of this audiobook is On Being a Better White Person.
How does this compare to Stamped, the remix, Jason Reynolds' book that's a take on Dr. Kendi's book, Stamped from the Beginning?
Good question. So this one is more about Frederick Joseph's personal history, and he incorporates interviews with others to bring in other perspectives, whereas Stamped was much more of a history of racism in America and anti-racism in America. Well, as an example, it's has chapters titled things like We Want You to See Race and So Your Friend is Racist, What Should You Do? So I think I like how it's not a how-to manual, but it's certainly giving teenagers ideas of where to start and ideas and perspectives that they can learn from.
And help in having very difficult conversations.
Exactly. Right.
And not to run away from them.
Exactly. And why it's important to not run away from them. Mm-hmm. So I love that it has so many examples from Frederick Joseph's own life, and then also all these interviews he's done with others to hear their perspectives, including the author Angie Thomas and the playwright Terrell Alvin McCraney, who was the screenwriter of Moonlight. So you get to hear their points of view on all these different topics as well. And I think that Mumbaka has narrated this to really match the conversational tone of the audiobook. It's inviting and funny, but also serious when it's supposed to be.
And I'm curious, because I know something about Frederick Joseph, and I know he went to a school where he was one of very, very few Black kids. So I wonder if sort of the take about the whole thing is about Black people being in a place where they're very much the minority, where, you know, they're one of five Black kids in a school, for example.
Yeah, he definitely, there are parts where he's talking about what that feels like. And as an example, he shares a story about being a kid in middle school who was getting really good grades and having a teacher who he loved who left on maternity leave and was replaced with a sub who singled out him and another student of color who was a girl and said that they were cheating off of each other because they both had perfect grades and that that wasn't possible. And just being underestimated and being told there was no way he could be that good.
It seems like a really fitting book for today, where we mark the anniversary of the birth of Martin Luther King Jr. It's a federal holiday.
Yes. It's really a good listen. And actually, we can hear a sample from the introduction, which he wrote in June of 2020. So the bulk of the book is written not about this year we've all been experiencing. This introduction was. And so he's talking a bit about his hope for this book and what it's like living through this year as a Black man.
Okay, this is The Black Friend by Frederick Joseph, read by Mumbaka Yohannes.
My hope is that this book will be a tool to help others see and understand the obvious and not so obvious ways in which racism and white supremacy not only have infected our society, but are actually the foundation of it. that it might spark the flame in someone who one day helps burn down the historic oppression we have faced. But a lot has changed, and so much has stayed the same since I wrote this book. And while I still hold those same hopes, I am also tired. So incredibly tired. As I sit here contemplating the words I might use to explain to you how detrimental 2020 has been to the souls of Black people, I find myself unable to write them. Not because there aren't countless thoughts floating through my mind that could be shared, but rather because I don't want to give them to you. This isn't an attempt to be disrespectful as much as an attempt to explain just how tired I am. In this book, I've already given my readers so much. My pain, my trauma, and my life, in hopes that maybe future Black generations won't have to do the same.
Oh, I see what you mean about Johannes's conversational tone. It's like he's just sitting down and talking.
Right. And, you know, I think the title of the book is so fitting, too, because at the end, he's talking about how, like, I'm your Black friend, and you've learned all of this. So as a friend, I need you to do something important. I need you to become an ally and an accomplice who is able to take on white supremacy. And it should be a very helpful book for teenagers and for adults in their lives, too.
That is The Black Friend by Frederick Joseph, read by Mabaka Johannes. Emily, thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Dreamscape Media, your library first publisher. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.